all tools of transformation, but the strongest one is affirmative prayer, spiritual mind treatment. And I'm going to do a fast lesson on spiritual mind treatment, but honestly, the way to get it is to go to class. Come to class and keep coming to class and keep coming to class, and you will be, you'll be singing like Wade. Well, if you want to be a singer, if you're a singer, and affirming that you're a wonderful singer, you will have that creativity, because that creativity comes from that one source that is in all of us. So the universe is calling in affirmations and spiritual mind treatment. And I want to say, first of all, affirmations are a really great tool. I wrote a little blog about it. You may have read it. The tool of the affirmation is, think of a big bucket of really dirty water. And if you put one drop of clean water in there, like that's an affirmation. Eventually, that bucket is going to get clearer and clearer. It's going to take a long time, but it will change the water. Affirmations are like that. If you think of our subjective subconscious mind filled with a whole bunch of dirty stuff, and a whole bunch of junk that we don't want, and in order to transform that junk, we start adding ideas that are different, that are positive, that are life-affirming. And eventually the junk gets clearer and clearer and floats away. So affirmations are really great, and they're wonderful tools because you can use an affirmation all day long. You can be filling your conscious mind, which will then become a memory, with an affirmative thought all day long. You don't have to do it only once a day or twice a day. You're not limited. It's a limitless tool. So you can be affirming all day long, and the affirmations, there's real simple rules about writing an affirmation or speaking an affirmation. Our wonderful practitioners and ministers have been writing the affirmations. Number one, they're personal. It's an affirmation for you, so it's in the I am usually. Number two, it's active. Number three, it harms no one. Harms no one. It blesses people. So your affirmations for you bless others. Number four, it's affirmative, meaning that it is not negative. There is no no in an affirmation. There is no never in an affirmation, because the universe doesn't get it. The universe sees in pictures, hears in pictures, and so a no just goes, oh, more. You want more of that no sickness, no tiredness, no disease. Sickness, tiredness, disease is what the universal mind hears. So you have to start thinking in terms of affirmation, health, joy, substance, life, love, power, beauty. There's a wonderful exercise that will help you determine what your affirmations and what your treatments will be. So in the book, The Universe is Calling, that activity is simply this. Make a list of the things in your life that are not working, if there are any. Right? If there are any. Make a list. And then, you know what? Here's the thing, that there's something within us that already knows what ought to be. So then write it as an ought. So it's not working that I have no month left at the end of my money. It's not working, right? Not working. So then it ought to be that I'm prosperous and that money continues from week to week, month to month, right? So there's an ought. And then you look at, well, what's the God statement? What's the I am absolute truth about that statement? It would be, I am prosperous. Right? I am abundance. And notice I didn't say abundant, because the I am that you are, that is one with the source of all, isn't some prosperity, but is the nature of prosperity itself. So out of that you're speaking, out of that you're creating. I want to tell you a story about a kid who had a dream. And he was maybe a first grader, maybe a second grader. He could already write pretty well, so maybe second grader. And his teacher instructed the class, write about what you want to be doing when you grow up. What is your dream of what you want to be doing? Well, he knew exactly. And he wrote and he wrote and he wrote and he wrote, and he knew that he was going to get a good mark because this was so good. He wanted to own a horse ranch and have all of these horses and have these horses cared for. And he saw the freedom and he saw all this good that he was going to have. And he wrote it all down, wrote and wrote it, wrote it, wrote it. This kid happened to be the son of an itinerant worker. And the teacher read, thank God teachers aren't like this anymore. But the teacher looked at it and said, well, this is impossible. This kid is dealing in fantasy. Gave him an F. Gave it back to him and said, this will never happen for you. Get a more practical vision. Thank God the kid didn't listen to the teacher. He knew what his dream was. And in fact, he kept that F document. He kept it for years. And in his 30s, he has and still has a horse ranch, a big, huge horse ranch. And he put that letter, that F, on his mantle to remind him and to taught his children, don't let anyone steal your dreams. Don't let anyone say you cannot do this. The thing that was given, the dream of your heart, came from source, from God, from that place itself that you're connected with, that place that knows that this is for you to do. This is a gift that you are to give. So whatever your dream is, no matter how big or how small it is, hold tight to that dream and continue. So the affirmation of that little boy might have been, I'm a horse rancher. I'm a horse ranch owner. I don't know what it was, or I love riding my ranch, my horses, or whatever his affirmations were. He knew clearly where he was going to go, and he got there. Did he have all the breaks? No, absolutely not. He did not have all the breaks. He didn't have a family that could provide for him and get him started. But I have a hunch they knew who his source was. So your real parent isn't your biological parents. Your real parent, the source, God, is your real parent. God doesn't have a gender, but you can call it he or she. God doesn't care. God doesn't care. God simply is God, being God everywhere, in you, loving you, providing for you, making your dreams come true, or your nightmares. Or your nightmares, because if you insist on planting the things you do not want in that fertile soil of imagination, all of those terrors are going to come and terrorize you until you get tired of being sick and tired. Then you'll learn to start using that wonderful sense of will to direct your thinking for good and good only. For good and good only. So, spiritual mind treatment, according to Ernest Holmes, and of course he's the founder of the science of mind and has taught us, is a process, it's an art and science, a way of changing consciousness. When consciousness changes, form changes. So, although affirmation is like dropping clean water in a bucket, a spiritual mind treatment gets a new bucket. It gets a new bucket and gets a new perspective, a new way of looking, which will mean a new experience. So spiritual mind treatment, I know that some of you have done classes, so you already know this. I think you'll be interested. I was so interested in this book, Change Your Life by Ernest Holmes. How to Change Your Life, sorry, get the whole title, Heather. How to Change Your Life by Ernest Holmes. He talks about how to give a spiritual mind treatment. It doesn't look like anything we've taught you. But it's good. It's really good. It's really good. He says, just like Eric Butterworth, the first thing you do is get quiet and connect with Source. Connect with God. He doesn't say, think about Source. He doesn't say, you affirm. First of all, connect. Be one with the oneness. And from that place, you say, the words I speak are my law of good, and they will produce the desired result because they are operated on by a power greater than I am. Good alone goes from me, and good alone returns to me. Then he goes on. He says, if you're ready to give a specific treatment, you say, this word is for myself. And I always say, my name. It's for myself, Heather Dawn Clark, or it's for all of us, the people listening to this message. This word is for myself. Everything I say in it is for me and about me. It is a truth about my real self, because sometimes the things that you say in prayer don't match your situation, because you're moving from the situation into the higher idea, and so you speak from the higher idea, so the situation changes. If you go back here and say, it's really crummy, I'm feeling so awful, then what you've done is you've identified with the circumstance. And Eric Butterworth and Ernest both say this, that we need to change our mind about what prayer is. It is not beseeching. It's not begging. You do not pray rightly by saying, God, if you just give me whatever it is you think will please me, I'll be so happy. It's not about begging, saying, if you just fix my life, then I'll be good. It's not about any of those old ways of thinking. It's about coming from an awareness that this mightiest gift of all has already been given. Wow, just a thing. Whatever it is that you want most in life, just imagine what it is. And then someone gave it to you. You've got it. Right now you've got it. How do you feel?
Joyful.
You feel joyful. You've just got this wonderful thing that you've always wanted. Now you realize I've got it. Wow. Joyful. Expanded. It's from that place you pray, not from a place of lack or limitation, but from a place of abundance, of well-being, of health and wholeness. Anyway, then he says, there is one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. And then he goes on to do a little work on body. He says, my body is a manifestation of loving spirit. It is, I moved my glasses. Good thing. Okay, anyway, it's all these great things. It's perfect assimilation, perfect elimination, perfect circulation, et cetera, et cetera. And then he says something real important, going back to Butterworth. If there's something about your body, the body of your affairs, your life, that isn't working, you now deny the need for it. So let's say you just had a diagnosis of some illness. You remind yourself right here in the prayer, this illness is not the truth of the creator of the universe. So therefore, it cannot be the truth of me. That's called a denial step. You deny everything that you believe is opposite to what you want. You deny it. And the denial is simply, it's easy, isn't it? It's just simply saying, this can't be the truth of God, and me, made in the image and likeness, already unified with it, therefore it can't be the truth of me. So simple. So simple. And we know it. And sometimes we've known our good for so long, and we quit. Sometimes we are not God's calling. Sometimes what we do is we'll be affirming or treating for something, and we're so certain it's ours because the dream was in our heart and it hasn't shown up yet. And the temptation for most people is to quit. Look for another thing. Maybe there's another way to fix this problem rather than through spiritual mind treatment, through transformation, through enlightenment. Well, there is no other way. This is the way. This is the way. Find your path, stay on it. This is the way. There's a story about two frogs, and the frogs jumped into a pail of milk. They were scared. The walls were slippery. They couldn't get out, and they swam and swam and swam. The big frog was swimming, swimming. The little frog keeps swimming, keeps swimming. Big frog is swimming and swimming. He's just getting so tired, and he says, "I can't make it. I'm not going to get out of here. I know I'm going to die." And he did. Little frog kept swimming and swimming and swimming and swimming. He swam so hard. His little frog legs were numb. He was swimming so hard. And then he noticed something. There was something solid he was swimming on. He had swum so hard that it was now butter. And he was able to jump on the butter and jump out. Isn't that a good story? It reminds us to persist in our work. Don't stop because the result isn't there yet. All that's saying is there's more work to do. All that's saying is that I need to go back to that place of oneness, center myself in that presence and power of God, and from there, speak a word of truth. Capital T, truth, means it's something that's true about God. It's something true about the absolute. That it's always so. So when we teach spiritual mind treatment, we teach you to, first of all, have an understanding of the nature of God. And to have that understanding so deeply that you finally get to the place where you go, oh, well, of course, then it has to be where I am. So that God, the omnis of God, are the place you start. God is what? Omniscient, omnipresent, what else? Omnipotent. So it's all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere present. This thing itself that its nature is divine love, unconditioned and unconditional. God loves us, sets us free to do whatever it is we do, think however it is we think, and it's just fine with God. It doesn't disturb God one bit. But we could have a better life. Each one of us could have a better life. Choose, consciously choose what it is. Then keep planting that seed. So we start by recognizing what is the presence of God. And then we teach that the second step is to unify with that presence. So we're not coming from a place of God out here, but rather God in here. And the God in here must therefore be one with me, one with you. And from that place, knowing that whatever follows that unification is a powerful statement. It's a statement of truth and enlightenment, if you will. So that next statement is a declaration or an affirmation. So the very things that you're affirming all day long will be that part of your spiritual mind treatment. That part, right there, till you really get it. This is who I am. This is really who I am. Right now, I feel it. And ministers and practitioners, people who've been doing this for a long time, know that something happens. When you actually are connected with Source, something happens in you. I know Reverend Judy often says she feels it. She feels the energy. But whether you feel energy or not, something transformative happens. And you know then that this isn't just a throwaway. This is something significant and wonderful that you are declaring to the universe in you. And then, knowing what you know then, you declare it until you know it. And the knowing, the natural result of the knowing is gratitude. I'm so grateful. So grateful for this thing that I've just claimed for it. It's already so. And then you need to let go and let God. Because if you keep wondering if this has demonstrated, if this prayer has is ever going to come into being, it's like taking a seed, planting it, and then digging it up and digging it up and digging it up. That seed never gets to germinate because you haven't left it alone long enough to let go, let God, and let those results come into your life. Whatever one thing it was that you thought, whatever one thing it is that you desire, when you take it back far enough, when you explore yourself, it's really a desire for a greater connection with Source, no matter what it looks like. I want to have more friends. Connection. I want to have more money. Connection. I want to have more freedom. It's all about connection to Source. So it's right where you are right now. So let's just, Diane's going to help us. Let's just take a breath and listen to these words. Let go, let God. And letting those words deep, deep, deep into consciousness. I speak this word for every person here. I speak it in the first person. And so anything that doesn't fit you, just let it wash over you. You will only accept that which benefits you. And this is what I know. I know that there is only one. This one power that is God is all-knowing. It is first cause to all creation. It is infinite intelligence. It is unconditioned and unconditional love. It is the grace of life. It is all of the qualities of the divine. It is that creative process that is forever begetting itself, forever planting itself and begetting itself and begetting itself and begetting itself. I know that this thing that is everywhere present is right here in me, as me, it is me. And so from an awareness of my oneness with this source, with the source of all creation, with the God of divine unconditioned love, I speak this word. And this is what I know. I know that the dream of my heart is a holy dream. For it came from the wholeness within me that is God. I say yes to that dream. I say yes to its fulfillment, for its expression. I say yes to all good things. I know that I already have everything I need. All the resources either are already mine or are coming to me. I know that I am imbued with all of the God qualities that I desire. I have all the talent, all the personality, all the knowledge for the dream to flourish and grow. I accept it as already being so right now. I accept it as being the truth of my being at this deep, deep level. I am so very grateful for the dream in my heart. I'm so very grateful for the fulfillment of this dream. And with my heart filled with gratitude, I simply release this word. The action and activity of the divine soil of mind has taken it. It's complete. And please join me in saying, and so it is.